It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Jerry Willis.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Shannon Bream, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, October 24th, 2022. I'm Eben Brown. Iran's regime seems unable to squash protesters who, in the light of the killings of young women, are demanding an end to the Ayatollah's rule. That, coupled with Iran's aid to Russia in its invasion of Ukraine, means the U.S. is not so hot to sign a new nuclear agreement.
The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is on offense. It's not a time where it's going to be very easy for the U.S. government to sell any sort of a deal.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The resumption of an agreement to monitor Iran's nuclear technology, akin to the one entered into by the Obama administration, had been a goal, in fact, a campaign promise of President Biden, and it has yet to be fulfilled. Iran's development of nuclear technology is said to have continued even when the agreement was in effect and they had agreed not to pursue nuclear weapons. Iran's lack of trustworthiness had been reason for the agreement's detractors to end it.
When President Biden came into office, President Trump had pulled out of the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal, shortly after becoming president. That had been a vow of President Biden to get back into the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal, in an effort to try and prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
Fox's national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin speaks to us from the Pentagon on how the Biden White House's efforts to resume the old arrangements are stalled on account of Iran's lack of cooperation with the U.S., its increased cooperation with Vladimir Putin, and Iran's own internal turmoil.
Those negotiations have been going on for the last 2 years. They had been on life support, if you will, in recent months because the Iranians kept adding, requirements of what they wanted, and there was criticism that the U.S. was going to give away too much and be infusing cash into the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, which was continuing to attack U.S. troops across the Middle East and just generally cause problems all over the place. And so it was on life support. And now in the last month, since the protests have broken out in Iran, the negotiations for the deal are completely on hold. They appear to be dead at this point. The Biden administration recognizes that it's not the right time to negotiate with the leaders in Iran. We've seen incredible images coming out of Germany in the last over the weekend. There were about 80,000 people who took to the streets of Berlin on Saturday to show support for the women who are taking off their hijab and basically are protesting in the streets of Berlin. We've seen protests in Washington, D.C. Then we saw the largest protest yet in Iran over the weekend. There were very interesting videos showing that at the Sharif University in Tehran, which is considered Iran's MIT, the students there erupted in chants of freedom, freedom, freedom over and over again. There's another video that appeared on Twitter, and it showed a brave Iranian woman removing her headscarf and sitting in the middle of the street, brushing her hair for the world to see. That was posted on Twitter. So it's really very interesting what is happening right now in Iran.
And I do want to get more of your impressions on what's happening inside the country and the reaction outside of Iran as well. But my big curiosity here is, the Biden administration putting these talks on hold out of some kind of deference to the protesters, Or is this a logistical matter? Is the Biden administration, the State Department saying, hey, I think you guys have your hands full right now. We'll pick this up at a later time.
No, it's not logistical. It really became increasingly hard for the U.S. Negotiators to continue working with the Iranian, their Iranian counterparts, because remember, they needed the Russians who were serving as an interlocutor. And once the Russians invaded Ukraine in March, the Russians really stopped playing that role. And the Iranians, as we've seen in recent weeks, have started playing a nefarious role in Ukraine by providing those drones to Moscow. We understand that about 2,000 more drones are on their way to try, and those drones are being used against civilian populations in Ukraine. So Iran, you know, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is on offense. It's not a time where it's going to be very easy for the U.S. government to sell any sort of a deal. And the more important part is that the Iranian leaders themselves are not agreeing to what the U.S. thought they were planning to agree to. So it's really just kind of fallen apart in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Iran continuing to sort of disrupt, you know, carry out attacks in Syria, Iraq, and elsewhere targeting U.S. U.S. troops.
We're speaking with Jennifer Griffin, our Fox News national security correspondent at the Pentagon, on how the ongoing protests and unrest in Iran is affecting the U.S. government's ability to carve out yet another nuclear agreement with Iran's leadership. Here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more with Jennifer Griffin straight ahead. Iran seems to make their meddling in the affairs of other nations a priority, and in with all of that continuing, we're seeing in their country domestically, they are, it feels like they're losing control of the situation. These students, these young women, these older women who have taken to the streets, supported by the men, but it's the women who are seem to be out front. They're not afraid of, this is the first time I can remember anyway, where they don't seem to be overtaken by the fear of the retribution that could come at the hands of the Iranian government.
I mean, remember, the Iranian government still holds all the cards in terms of the security services are all answering to them. They control the guns. They control the weapons. However, this is the greatest challenge to the oppressive rulers in Tehran since 2009. There was that Green Revolution that looked like it was taking off, and then it was crushed in the wake of elections there. And the Iranians did rise up at that time, but they were crushed. I think the U.S. government has been somewhat hesitant to say anything in favor of the Iranian protesters because they don't want to give the mullahs and the leaders of Iran the opportunity to say that this is a U.S.-backed plot. And so the anti-government protests, remember, they broke out after the brutal killing of the 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, the young girl, innocent young woman, who was beaten to death in custody by the so-called morality police for the simple crime of not wearing the mandatory Muslim headscarf. That then really resonated with young women all across Iran, and they have been so incredibly brave in going into the streets. So the U.S. government has to be careful not to say too much, but also to try and provide support. And one of the ways in which there have been discussions about providing support to keep the protesters, give them the ability to communicate, is, and it comes down to Elon Musk's Starlink. Remember the Starlink, those satellite connections that can allow the internet to stay up. Those terminals were used to great effect in Ukraine and are still being used to allow commanders in Ukraine and fighters in Ukraine to keep communicating despite Russia trying to take them offline. So Elon Musk's Starlink terminals could be another means that the Iranian protesters could gain a great deal of success if they are able to continue communicating. Because one of the ways that the Iranian government wants to try to crush this protest is by taking them off the internet, taking them offline, and shutting down the cell phone services.
And I think the Iranian government has had a difficult time doing that because we have seen there's been no shortage of images of these protests. We have seen plenty of videos online, even if they're just short clips on social media, but they are in some cases they're very graphic. certainly illustrative of what the what has been happening. That seems to make a difference. No, I mean, these things are not are not happening behind a wall anymore.
That's the thing about protests in countries, whether it's Iran or Russia. It's very hard for these regimes that are used to controlling information. It's very hard to control information in an era where the internet is free and open. Now, they try to, and they try to censor, but that's where the issue of Starlink terminals comes in. That is the best way for people around the world to continue to have access and be able to communicate, even when these vicious authoritarian regimes don't want to give their people access to it.
The Starlink factor here is certainly revolutionary because it is a different kind of technology that cannot be jammed, or at least has a much more difficult time for people to jam it, to interfere with it. And there's been some talk, I guess, just chatter on Capitol Hill and within the federal government about a desire to somewhat nationalize this, which is essentially it's a private entity, Starlink. It's part of SpaceX and Elon Musk's empire. Have you heard anything more on that regard? I mean, there has been times in the past where the federal government has nationalized things out of need, but this would be unprecedented if they had tried to do something like that.
Yeah, I have not heard much discussion of that. That seems a little unlikely. However, would it be possible that the Pentagon and National Security Apparatus teams up with Elon Musk? I think that is probably, there are discussions like that happening where the Pentagon might pay to keep Starlink online. Remember, it's costing Elon Musk, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to keep those satellite links up for the Ukrainians. And so it does seem like that might be something that the U.S. government might try to fund to try and help protesters in places like Iran and in Ukraine.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you, Evan.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.